is it that there will not be?
There will be no unionist unity. There will not be a single monolithic unionist party. Peter Robinson admitted that in his speech on Friday night. And I made clear that I am for choice, and that means the Ulster Unionist Party will stand alone.
Yeah, that doesn't appear to have conveyed itself to the party. David McNary was put out for being too keen on it. John McAllister for not being keen enough.
Well, that's your summary of the position, Seamus. It's certainly not my summary of the position.
Why isn't the party?
Yeah. As unionist unity.
Why isn't the party putting up a candidate in Mid-Ulster?
The election has not been called in Mid-Ulster. And again, you're inaccurate to say the party is not putting up a candidate. We haven't made a decision.
But will you?
I'm not going to discuss pre-election politics on Radio Ulster, Shane. What about the other parties? I haven't heard a peep out of them. I haven't heard journalists ask them what their position is on this.
Well, you should be able to say now. I know it hasn't been called, but you should be able to say now, shouldn't you, whether you'll put up a candidate or not?
I don't think it's in my interest to discuss pre-election politics on Radio Ulster today when an election has not been called. But what I have said, Seamus, is that the people of Mid-Ulster will have the opportunity to vote for a candidate with Ulster unionist values.
Right, so a unity candidate.
Where are you, Seamus, where are you coming from? An Ulster unionist set of values.
Yes, but that's not is that the same as an Ulster unionist candidate?
I'm not discussing the pre-election politics on Radio Ulster.
Right. Are you losing the party rather than taking it with you?
Well, I was elected with 81% of the vote 6 months ago. 10 days ago at the party conference, the Belfast Telegraph did a poll and asked, am I the person to lead the party in the next election? The result was 82%.
So you don't fear that, as recent history has given us examples of, there'll be a point at which the party will decide it no longer wants you as leader?
Well, that will be up to the party, but I've given you the statistics, which is all I can go on, and I will continue to do what I think is right, which is what I put forward as my election pledge, which was to bring cohesion and coherence to the party.
You see, there are those who'll say you could have handled this thing over John McAllister much better. The speech, by the way, that he gave is still on the party website. Why haven't you taken it down? You've sacked him as deputy leader and his speech is still on the website.
I instructed the speech to be uploaded to the website so people can see it and make a judgment for themselves.
Right, so you're going to keep it there?
Yes, it's in the public domain. I don't see why we should hide it. It's available, I'm sure, on the newsletter website. It'll be available on search engines. Why shouldn't it be on the Ulster Unionist website so that our members can take a look and make a decision?
Yeah, but it does seem rather bizarre that you sack someone for making a speech which you insist on keeping on the website.
Well, what do you want me to hide it? It's in the public domain, Seamus. We're a democratic party. I have